The Weekender on 1494 2AY, and it's a business update time with Business Wodonga CEO Neil Aird. Hello.
Hello, Kev.
Always good to catch up, and this time around we've got, well, I think it's going to be some fairly vital information that anyone in business, but also a lot of us could probably learn a bit about as we introduce your guest for the month.
Yes, special guest, David Coleman, who's been a long-standing member of Business Wodonga and has been on our board a number of times. He's taken the initiative and he's running a major conference with the industry organisation. He'll tell us all about it in a minute, but of a lot of interest to businesses across the border, I imagine. So welcome, David.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
G'day, David. Now, nice to meet you. You're from Transficient and you've got a seminar coming up that we can get along to, and it's all to do with the transport industry. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's right, Kevin. It's Transficient is my business, and I work in the area of making freight transport clean and healthy. So it's all about, you know, improving the environmental and safety performance of transport. And as part of what I do, I have a role with the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport, which is a professional organisation for education and development of logistics people. And so we run conferences and events all around the country from time to time. For the last few years, we've been running them in Wodonga, and this one's going to be bigger than we've done before. So we're really looking to have a really big day and got a great program of speakers on board.
Before we got started, made the reference to this being the physical internet. So the internet we've all grown to know and love holds sort of everything together. But the transport and logistics industry, almost everything that you touch or receive has at some point been through the hands of that process, hasn't it?
That's absolutely spot on, Kevin. Yep, everything in your home and in your business and on the shelf anywhere has been on a truck at some point. And this is really going to be looking from a regional perspective where we are in Albury Wodonga and how we connect in to the rest of the network. So when you speak about internet, you know, emails and that go down copper wires and get distributed around the world. Freight goes down train lines and goes down roads and goes through shipping channels and airways.
And would we be surprised in terms of how many businesses require specific help in your industry?
Yes, I think you would. And, logistics and transport is a sector of its own, but it interacts with most other sectors. So whether you're manufacturing or farmers and, you know, trade of all sorts and, you know, anything that gets bought on the internet gets delivered to your house, it impacts all facets of life.
And this conference is coming up on the Thursday, the 20th of Feb at La Trobe. Do we have to get tickets? How do we get an invite? What do we do?
Yeah, so you can go to the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport Australia's website. So it's CILTA, CILTA, on the events registration page. You'll see the link there. Sign up there and then show up on the day and you'll be right to go.
I guess it'll be an eye-opening conference, that's for sure. It'll be one of many, Neil, that you at Business Wodonga do host. I know you've got a couple also coming up fairly soon as well.
Yes, we have. It's a pretty busy month and we're proud to support David in this conference, and a great initiative and well done to David. We have a free webinar on the 11th of Feb. It's with the Growth Faculty. They're hosting it and have invited Business Wodonga members to join in. It's with a growth strategist from America, David Meerman Scott, who will talk about some strategies that will be relevant to it, to businesses across the border. We also have a members meeting coming up on the 20th of February at La Maison, starting at 12 noon, a lunch meeting. And the Victorian Cross Border Commissioner, Luke Wilson, will update us on what he's achieved to date in his role since he started back in 2018, I think it was, late 2018. And we've got lots more happening, so visit our website. You can see the whole list of things coming up, breakfasts and business after hours and other things like that. So come along.
Excellent. There you go. Business Wodonga's website, the one to check out. And we'll catch up again next month, Neil, and have a chat. And thank you, David, for dropping by the studio with him.
No worries. Thanks Kevin.